and more questions are being asked in Tonga about the delay in the Palace Office announcing who would fill two key ministerial portfolios. The government-appointed ministers, Prime Minister Huakaveme Liku Siasi Sovaleni, who was Defence Minister, and Whekita Utoika Manu, who was Foreign Minister, relinquished those portfolios in March. But the posts remain unfilled by the palace. Don Wiseman asked RNZ Pacific correspondent in Tonga, Galafi Moala, what is going on?
It's been weeks and weeks now since the King first let it be known that he wasn't happy with the people who were occupying two key portfolios in the government, and he essentially wanted his people in there. Eventually, the Prime Minister and the only woman Cabinet Minister resigned their portfolios, but still they remain unoccupied. What's going on?
Yes, there's just complete silence with it. We, as media, have written in and called to try to get more information, and nothing from either the Palace Office or from the Prime Minister's office. I think it's just showing the real flaws in our system here, because we've been trying to be more democratic with the reform that took place in 2010. But as of now, there's been a lot of struggles and a lot of things that are unexplained. The way it should have been is that the Prime Minister has the authority to appoint all cabinet ministers. And so right now, Tonga does not have a foreign minister. Tonga does not have a minister of defense. Obviously, there must be people that are filling those roles, but it has not been revealed or told the public. There's just no accountability from our governance to the people. And that's a real concern that we have here in Tonga right now.
And the people think what about it? Does it bother them?
There's a lot of complaints, a lot of questions. But you see, how we handle things in Tonga is kind of odd, because we have this so-called seemingly crisis between the Palace Office and the Prime Minister's office that led to the resignations. And then we've got those portfolios that aren't filled. And as people are beginning to raise their voice, then we move on to another issue and another issue. And so the attention of the public is being dragged on without answers to the questions that have been asked about the previous problems or previous issues. It's interesting, I think, that there was a press conference that was held by the Prime Minister a couple of weeks ago, and he was asked directly what took place. Obviously, there was an audience with the King, and that they had talked before the actual resignations. And it is interesting, the answer of the Prime Minister. He actually said that it was a private conversation between two people, and he doesn't have the freedom to reveal what was discussed in those private conversations. The interesting thing is the reaction from the public was that, hey, you are not actually private people. Here is the head of state having a conversation on policy, on issues with the Prime Minister of the country, and it's called a private conversation. And so there are a lot of unanswered questions, but that's where the public is being reacting to. How can you call it a private conversation when the meeting is between two of the most public people in Tonga, and the details are not revealed up to this day?
Now, these two posts, a couple of members, a couple of younger members of the royal family were earmarked to fill them. Can we presume that part of this delay is because neither of those wanted to take up those particular roles?
That's very much a possibility. The Crown Prince, for example, there was a meeting that was held outside of the country concerning foreign affairs issues, and he was sent there to represent Tonga. And then, of course, in the country is the princess, royal princess, Latuwhiteka, who was the High Commissioner of Tonga in Australia. She's in the country, and there are a lot of meetings going on with her, but still no official information. It has left us to do guesswork that maybe these two children of the King are honed to fill in the portfolios. But then it's going to cause a lot more problems and a lot more concerns, I think, from the public. Because how can you do that when it is the Prime Minister's role to make the appointments? How can the King now overrule that and appoint his own children to those positions. It's not going to solve our problems.
No, and Tonga has a pretty important year. It's going to be hosting the Pacific Islands Forum Summit quite soon, and it needs to get this sorted quickly, doesn't it?
It really does. The Pacific Island Forum comes in August. There are a lot of construction concerning accommodation and meeting places that are ongoing right now to try to have it completed by August. And then if this thing is on top of that, it's going to be a big issue. The other thing too, Don, that you've got to remember, next year, 2025, there's an election year for Tonga. And so there are a lot of noises that are being heard here and there of people preparing for the election year, and it's going to be a very significant time.